AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Six Minnesota men of Somali descent are charged with terrorism-related offenses in a criminal complaint unsealed in St. Paul. U.S. Attorney Andrew Luger says the six repeatedly tried to get to Syria.
They were not confused young men. They were not easily influenced. These are focused men who are intent on joining a terrorist organization by any means possible.
Prosecutors have arrested the Tunisian captain and a Syrian crew member of a boat that capsized off the coast of Libya with hundreds of people aboard in what may be the deadliest migrant tragedy ever. Baltimore police investigators are trying to figure out how a man died in custody.
Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake admits her frustration.
I'm angry that we are here again, that we have had to tell another mother that their child is dead.
Closed-circuit TV video shows no physical confrontation between 25-year-old Freddie Gray and the police officers arresting him on April 12th. A bystander video shows officers dragging him to a van. Deputy Police Commissioner Jerry Rodriguez says sometime and somehow, Gray suffered a severe spinal injury that led to his death.
What we don't know and what we need to get to is how that injury occurred.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Campaigning for the Democratic presidential nomination in Keene, New Hampshire, Hillary Clinton says more must be done to help small business.
I want to be sure that we get small businesses starting and growing in America again. We have stalled out.
Here's a business not doing well. Racy lingerie retailer Fredericks of Hollywood is seeking bankruptcy protection after closing all of its stores and switching to an online-only business. Japan's space agency says it is considering a mission to the moon by 2018 or early 2019. This is AP Radio News. This year's champion has repeated as champ of the Boston Marathon.
2 years after he won a Boston Marathon shattered by a pair of pressure cooker bombs, Lalisa Disisa has won the 119th Marathon. The Ethiopian runner finished the 26-mile, 385-yard course in 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 17 seconds on a windy, chilly Patriots Day. He wasn't directly affected by the bombing, which took place well after the elite runners had finished. He later donated the winner's medal to the city of Boston. On the women's side, Caroline Rotish of Kenya scored her first Boston Marathon victory in 2:24:50. She was fourth 4 years ago. I'm Warren Levinson.
What do fans think of Coach Chip Kelly signing Tim Tebow to a one-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles?
This does not surprise me that he's bringing Tebow in here, and we'll see.
City is buzzing about the move, Tebow dominating newspaper headlines, social media, and sports talk radio in Philly. He hasn't played since 2012. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.